Good morning to you. This is 103.1 Virgin Radio. A very, very happy Wednesday to you all. We are LFF this morning live from Folklorama. And big thank you to the Egyptian Pavilion for waking up, welcoming us this morning. I'm stoked. Yesterday during the day, I did a bunch of things. I don't know if any of them would be considered heroic, Lloyd. Lloyd, I don't want to speak for you, but maybe you had a very productive day. But I doubt, no offense, that what you accomplished yesterday would be deemed heroic.
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, Chrissy Troy, the opposite. She started building a house with Habitat for Humanity Manitoba. How was your first day on the job?
It was so awesome.
I bet it was.
Yeah. So I checked in with you guys just after 9 o'clock, and we were putting together scaffolding.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm strong, so that's easy for me to do, right? But after we put that all together, and so we have a team of 4 people. There's 50 volunteers in total, and you have a leader. So the leader is a volunteer, is not a staff member.
Okay.
And my leader, Pat, has been volunteering with Habitat for 19 years.
Nice.
So Pat started, I guess, you know, through volunteering at his job and stuff like that. He's retired. So 2 to 3 days a week, he shows up and he leads a team.
I love it.
His wife, Mo, she's retired, nurse, does the same thing. And that's what they do, is they help Habitat.
I love it.
And then after our scaffolding was put together, because everybody was going on the second floor to install windows, we actually went upstairs and we were framing walls. Well, I love framing walls.
Me too.
I think it's so awesome.
Yep.
I love it. I love it. Okay. And so there are units that I will have framed walls for bedrooms and closet walls too, which is really amazing. Me and Peter, who was on my team, we did that together and it was great. And then after that, we went and did windows, right? So installing windows, putting down like a waterproof membrane, right? Like it's called blue skin, and then prepping it for the window installation, right? Well, it's actually like, I didn't realize how few steps there are in installing a window, right? Like, it was awesome. And so the leaders, like I said, are volunteers, but then there's actual contractors that are staff. And so think about that. You are good at your trade. You have your ticket, right? Your red seal. And every single day you have to explain the same job to somebody who doesn't know how to swing a hammer.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I would feel that could become,
let's say, ridiculous level of patience.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. And they do it with such enthusiasm and kindness.
That's awesome.
They treat you like you are actually their coworker, right? Like that you are their equal. So it's amazing. So I'll go back today and we will throw in a bunch of windows on a unit. But the next unit over, there's a second floor. Only right now it looks like it looks like a rooftop balcony because the second floor isn't done yet. There's a bunch of people working on actually building walls for a second floor. And another unit, there's a bunch of people that are putting insulation on the outside of the building because they're also really energy efficient, these buildings that Habitat builds. And then the homeowners are working alongside. And so they will pay down a mortgage. Habitat will take that money from the mortgage. They'll buy more land.
Yeah.
And then they'll build more houses.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So yeah, it was really, really cool.
So she is back on the job site right after this job this morning. Habitat for Humanity, shout out. That is so, so cool.